Good and gracious God, some of our hopes are like seeds that die and produce no fruit. And as we grow older, so many we have loved are buried like the seeds and lost to our mortal eyes. Still, we thank you and continue to worship you. Please help us to believe that nothing good is ever lost. And remind us to place our hope in Jesus, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their fathers the day I took them by the hand to lead them forth from the land of Egypt. For they broke my covenant, and I had to show myself their master, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will place my law within them and write it upon their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer will they have need to teach their friends and relatives how to know the Lord. All, from least to greatest, shall know me, says the Lord, for I will forgive their evil doing and remember their sin no more. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of the Hebrews. In the days when Christ Jesus was in the flesh, he offered prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence. Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered. And when he was made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Some Greeks who had come to worship at the feast of Passover came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and asked him, "Sir, we would like to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor whoever serves me. I am troubled now, yet what should I say? Father, save me from this hour. But it was for this purpose that I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it and will glorify it again." The crowd there heard it and said it was thunder, but others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered and said, "This voice did not come for my sake, but for yours. Now is the time of judgment on this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to myself." He said this, indicating the kind of death he would die. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
A young concerned mother wrote a letter to the president of a prestigious university, and in the letter she stated, "Dear sir, my son was accepted to study in your college, so I would like to ask you for a favor. I would like to ask you to pay personal attention to choosing his roommate. I would like his roommate to be a good man who will not drink, use drugs, chase after girls, use foreign language, tells off-color jokes and things like that. You see, this will be the first time my son will be away from home, so I'm worried. So please take good care of him, because this is the first time he's away from home, except for the 3 years he spent in the Marines. So we can perhaps understand the concern of this young mother. And of course we understand too that Jesus was very, very concerned what would happen to his followers after his death. We are approaching Holy Week. Next Sunday is Palm Sunday, and we will of course be reminded what Jesus did for our salvation. So Jesus was concerned and wanted to be very honest what would happen to him and what they needed to do to go through this with him. We know that it was very difficult and for them, and we will of course hear during Holy Week, you know, how different people reacted to what they saw, what was happening to Jesus. But today we are invited to the theme that we are invited to kind of reflect on is The Road Less Traveled. There is actually a book written by Scott Peck with this title, The Road Less Traveled, because that's exactly what Jesus took and invites his followers to walk this road. That's why Jesus said in the gospel reading that if a grain of wheat dies, it produces fruit. If it doesn't, it's just another grain of wheat. Reminding us, it's not about wheat, it's about us. If we want to be just another human being, then yes, we can live like everyone else. But Jesus says, no, if you die, if you die to yourself, to bad habits or whatever enslaves you, then your life produces something great. Your life produces what Jesus' life produced, new life, new beginnings, new attitudes, and things like that. That's why when you look at the vine, you see at the end of the branches green sprouts or shoots, reminding us this is what should be happening to us during Lent, something new growing. And at Easter, of course, there will be new leaves, reminding us what Jesus offered us, new life. And there will be things written on those leaves like love, patience, kindness, hope, and so forth and so on. Today in the first reading, we heard from the prophet Jeremiah, who lived about 600 years before Jesus was born. Now both kingdoms, northern and southern kingdom, collapsed. Yet he offered words of hope that God would make a new covenant with the people. The covenant he made with Abraham, with Noah, with Moses, the Ten Commandments especially. People forgot sometimes. They didn't keep the commandments. So God said through Jeremiah the prophet, I will write a new commandment. It will be written on your hearts. So you won't be able to say, where are these commandments? Where can we read them? Who can give us a book that that will summarize the commandments? God said, no, the commandments will be written on your hearts. That's where you need to read them. So again, it's a reminder that each properly formed conscience offers us the covenant the Lord makes with us, the values and principles we are called to live by. They're written on our hearts. And of course, we are called throughout our lifetime to cultivate those values, those principles, to nourish them and cultivate them so they can grow within us. How do we do that? In the second reading today, we heard that Jesus suffered greatly, but then he also learned something. He learned obedience and, of course, invites us, if we want to die, how does this dying happen? He said humility, the reading says humility, love, and obedience. That's what Jesus offers us. That's what the reading reminded us. If we want to die to ourselves, that's what we must do. Humility, embrace it, obedience, and love. We will be able to die to our old self. So what must die within us? What attitudes or behaviors? Jesus said, yes, if they die, they will produce fruit, because then they can be replaced with something life-giving. Not something that brings hurt or pain, but something that brings true life, new beginnings. So in the gospel reading, this was shortly before Jesus' death on the cross. So as we heard, Jesus was in Jerusalem for the celebration of Passover, and some Greeks who came to worship wanted to see him. But Jesus doesn't allow them to do that, because they will see him
shortly being crucified. So Jesus just says, this is what will happen to me. The seed that he talks about is his own life. He died like that seed that he mentioned, like the grain of wheat, and produced great fruit. That fruit that produced, his death produced, was eternal life, salvation, forgiveness of our sins. That's why Jesus died. So again, the reading reminds us that when we die to our old self, something good can grow and happen. New life begins. So yes, in the gospel reading, Jesus said those difficult words that were perhaps hard to understand for some people. But he knew what he was talking about, and people eventually understood, guided by the Holy Spirit, what Jesus meant, what kind of dying he was inviting people to accomplish. You know, sometimes, of course, we look at dying as something bad, but spiritually speaking, it's something that we must go through to experience the resurrection that Jesus experienced, the new life. There is a story of an old man who was who owned a private family store in a small town, and he was on his deathbed. So his closest family gathered around him, and they were saying their goodbyes. So he opened his eyes and with great difficulty asked, "Is Mother here?" And they said, "Yes, she is." "Is Bobby here?" "Yes, he is." "Is Catherine here?" They said, "Yes, she is." Then he kind of raised himself up from the pillow and said, "Then who's minding the store?" Who's minding the mission of Jesus today? It is us. He gave it to us to mind, to take care of it. So Jesus in the gospel reading mentioned that when he will be raised up on the cross, that moment will be so powerful that he will draw people to himself. Think of all the people over the years, over 2,000 years. How many billions of people have been drawn to Jesus because of that sacrificial death on the cross? Out of love, out of obedience and humility, Jesus did it for us. We needed it, he didn't. Yet he keeps drawing people to himself. But now we can help draw people to him by the way we live our life. So as we continue with this celebration, let's remember, this is the road less traveled, dying to ourselves, to our old attitudes, habits. And that road less traveled will lead us to the place that we want to be for all eternity. So let's be thankful for the scripture that we heard this morning, and let us make sure that we reflect on what it means to die to ourselves, to live a new life.
Thanks for listening to this week's service. To stay up to date on the latest news involving our parish, please visit our website at goodshepherd-sc.org.